Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I've got a bunch of emails here that are really good. They've been stacking up, and they're really good questions I want to get to. But before I start with that, I want to share with you what happened to me and what it meant to me last night. About 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, my wife and I were awoke to the dripping sound of water coming from our ceiling. And what had happened was there was a massive rainstorm here in Houston. I mean, massive. And the water was coming down like I've never seen it come down before. And it was persistent for a long period of time. And what had happened is the gutter system around my bedroom is self-contained. It's set up to where there's no dripping that drips down around my windows in my bedroom. To clear that up, what they do is they put the gutters on, and then they put a large gully gutter that rises 6-8 inches above the gutter so that water won't actually pop out of there when it comes off the bricks. It's a tile roof, right? So the water comes flying off the tile roof, and if it comes off there hard enough, it'll fly right over the gutter, and you'll just have water, you know, sprinkling down the gutters. Don't do much. So they put this big, high, you know, 6-inch to 8-inch additional length of metal next to the gutter that makes sure all that water doesn't come splashing off there. And it's supposed to be an aesthetic thing. Also, the higher gutter prevents you from seeing underneath of the tile roof. Again, another aesthetic beauty thing. Unfortunately, I've been here now over 10 years, never had this happen. There was so much rain last night that that contained gutter system could not get the water away from the house. The gutters go into downspouts, which go into French drains around the house. And there was so much water that the 8-inch French drain could not take the water away. That's how much water there was. And because of that, the water backed up in the gutters, and then backed up from the gutters onto the roof, underneath the tiles, and water started coming in. All right, so I had a mess, and we stayed up all night long cleaning that mess and, you know, putting buckets, first fighting bucket brigade, and then towels, and then clean up, and, you know, so forth. What I will tell you was that during the entire situation in my earlier years, I would not have been so upset about the damage, I would have been upset and worried about what it was going to cost to fix the damage. And I have to share with you that this is the neatest feeling in the world. I realized it was, no matter what it cost, it was not going to be anything in comparison to how much money we make each month. And that it was simply going to be another expense that we can easily handle. So I want you to see that, you know, money does a lot of things. Buying a nice car. In fact, my wife and I were talking the other day about she wants to get a Lamborghini Urus, I believe it's called. And so we were looking at that. And, you know, that's nice to be able to have the money to buy nice things. But the ability to withstand life's crushing defeats is as important as being able to buy nice things. So I just wanted to throw that in there. And for some of you, I want you to think about, if I hadn't have done what I did, which was go out there and create passive streams of income, if I hadn't continued to build those passive streams of income, in other words, didn't spend every penny I made after I was retired and living off passive, I still didn't spend every penny I made. I bought more and more passive income and continued to grow that passive income ever since I retired at 34 years of age. I wouldn't have that kind of money. Let's see if we got a short one here. So it's an individual that had originally contacted me, and he sent me this. I'll just give you a short interlude here. It says, thank you for reaching out. I've been listening to your program for 1 or 2 years now and completely hooked. I just joined several weeks ago, and I attended a seminar last week. Would love to pursue multifamily units and have resources to do so, but Fearfully, we would pay the amount and never get picked up for a multifamily unit. I think we are normal people, but that seems to be the risky part of the process. Got it, risk parts of the process. Otherwise, it sounds like a blast. Okay, so then he goes on and says, I'm going to call someone, see about getting started on this. Then he sends me another email. And let's see, that was February 7th. This is all the way to April 4th. Okay, now the guy's a member. He's gone through the two-day. He's already realized the great returns people are making with this stuff. He's met people that are making those returns. But he's still trying to find a reason to not do it. And there are people out there, type B personalities, that are looking for so many cracks in the armor. What they're really looking for is they're saying, let me find something that tells me this isn't going to work so I don't have to do it. Now, I understand the idea of let me make sure I don't step into a, you know, wolf trap here, that this isn't a ripoff or a con job. Or I understand doing your due diligence and research and everything. But there is a level, once you've been around it, you've seen it, you've been educated on it, you've talked to people that are doing it, that you should eventually just take action. Well, he was at that point maybe. And then he listened to an audio or a video or something. I'm going to read this to you because here's the next email he sent to me. I just want you to feel how deflated somebody is. Then I'll answer his question also while we're there. But it says, good evening. I have listened to you on the radio one or two times per week for several years and watched your YouTube videos and want to see what your response is to my observation. The reason we have not jumped into the passive income option is for what we said. What was said at an online event we watched. The presenter mentioned that when they last requested investors, they received multiple millions more than they needed. The question was asked as to how they decided who they would pick in to support the investment. The point was made that they usually stick with the investors they know and appreciate the honesty. I appreciate that honesty, but they usually stick with investors they know. When asked how to get to that point and being asked to participate in an investor, the comment was made to make yourself stand out by attending seminars, and they suggest you make business cards that is memorable. All right, so he goes on about there's a whole genre of people that wanted to deploy massive amounts of money, so they put up a lot of effort to get out there and get to be known by the leads. But here's what this gentleman doesn't understand, is that there's over 500 lead investors here at Lifestyles all across the 50 states. There are deals being done all the time. Now, let's think about this for a second. Would it not sound bad to you that if I said, when I go to do my next deal, I don't take the people first that have been with me in the other deals? Let's think about that for a second. Number one, the very fact that they want to do another deal with me should say something to you about how successful the program is. If I take somebody out there and I make them 100% return over a year or two or 1 year, whatever it is, you know, and they are really happy about that, they are going to want to take whatever other money they have and put it in my next deal. In addition to that, if I refinance and give them back their old money, they're going to go, what do I do with this? It was in your deal making me money. And now you refinance. I still have the deal that we're in. I'm still making money, but I got this other money. What do I do with it? I go, well, put it in my next deal. This is a natural symbiotic relationship between the lead investor and the passive investor. And the passive investors don't do a lot of tire kicking, which there's nothing wrong with tire kicking. And due diligence is important. But they don't do it anymore because they just trust this person that got them to this last deal. And by the way, that's not always a good idea because I've seen people that went through two or three deals with people that were good deals. And then all of a sudden, the guy decides to do a bad deal because now he's got so many people chasing him as a lead that he just does something that's really ridiculous stuff I've told him not to do. Don't do that deal. And people still follow him into it because of this symbiotic relationship with them. Then they lose money on that deal. And then all of a sudden, they open up and go, well, now I realize I've got to look at the deals, not just the person. Okay. And that does happen. Now, let's go back to this gentleman just starting up. What happens is that when these people do these deals, they fill up with the people that come first. And then they look to people from the outside that they haven't done a deal with. And they fill the rest of it up with those people. But a brand new lead doesn't have any people. So a brand new lead is going to establish relationships with all new people, which means that because of the constant turnover of people who go out and buy enough real estate to become retired, don't care to do anymore because of where they want to be, those leads go away and new leads come, right? And the passives that were with those leads, they're in, they've got all their money deployed into the deals that these other leads that are old and maturing and going away. Their money's deployed with these guys. They're not looking to get in these new deals. So the new people are getting with the new leads. And that's how it works. It is not hard to get into deals. In fact, I will guarantee you this fact. I can bring people on one after the other, after the other, after the other. You can come to live seminars and meet these people, and they will tell you this. There are more deals than you have money to invest in. There are more deals you'll want to invest in than you have money to invest in. Unless you're one of these people that come here with, you know, $2 or $3 or $4 million and say, I need to deploy. I got to move this money. And then, you know, they're getting larger chunks, and so they're getting pulled in right away because they have larger amounts of money to move and they need to move fast. So they're going out there and signing up with 10, 20 different leads, maybe even 50. I had one lady sign up with 100 different leads. And of course, she ended up in 85 different deals, but she had a lot of money to deploy. So if you have money to deploy, you're going to find a place to deploy it. But when someone like this, an experienced lead, gets up and speaks, and I don't actually know which one he's commenting about, but I've seen the very comments come up before, is that they know they can get the money. They've got the respect of the people who have already done the deals with them. So yes, that money's going in first. But you, my friend, you're sitting out here on the outside, and you're never going to do anything because you're afraid that nothing will happen, which obviously can't be the case. We've been here 34 years. So we'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've got the email bag out and we've got some really good ones today. This next one, you need to listen very carefully to this because this is one of these things where you can get sideswiped by someone who is doing something that benefits themselves and not benefit you. We have a Lifestyles member who bought a property, and the property wasn't a bad property, but what's happening is that he bought an adjustable rate mortgage like I told him not to do. And with the adjustable rate mortgage, his interest rate went from 4.5 all the way up to like 8.5 or 9 now. And so there's no cash flow. So he's trying to figure out how we can make this thing work, because I don't think not only is there no cash flow, there might even be negative cash flow in the situation. So he came up with this idea that he would go out and get other investors to pay off the mortgage, right? And by paying off the mortgage, what would happen is that they would self-mortgage the properties, what he's quoting it to be, meaning that we'll pay everybody whatever the rent, whatever the mortgage payment was, we'll pay that to our members instead of to the mortgage company. But of course, we can't afford to pay the 8.5% or 9% interest. We'll just pay 5 or 6, whatever he's elected to pay them. This is an absolutely terrible idea for everybody except the lead investor. So I'm going to read you this email and then I'm going to explain it to you. It says, hello, Dell. This is a quick question. Lead reached out to some of us with what seems like a smart idea in this season of high interest rates, but I wanted to pick your brain on it. What do you think about asking investors to reinvest in an existing multifamily that is trying to get out of mortgage payments? So if successful, the property will become debt-free and distribute dollars based on the rent, etc. He says his plan is to sell in a couple of years, but think that it may not work, especially with the outlook on multifamily. If selling in 2 years doesn't look favorable, he plans to hold it, but since there's no mortgage, there won't be any pressure. Your money that's invested in the deal is only earning what normal interest is. You could get that from your savings account. My savings accounts pay as much as 5.25, I believe, is the highest one I have. And this guy's going to pay you 5.5 or 6 or whatever it is he's going to pay you, which is not what you get into multifamily real estate for. You get into multifamily real estate to double your money over X period of time. So why is this a bad deal for everybody but the lead? Because the lead still has leverage. Everything about real estate that makes it make sense to get rich with it, to be very successful with it, is leverage. If you buy real estate and pay cash for it with no leverage, it's not an effective business model. It's just an interest return. It's no good. And so in this particular case where the people have put up this, and I'm going to give an example. Say we buy a property worth $10 million and we put $3 million down, and now the $7 million, we're going to raise the capital for it. So now we will have raised not only the $3 million the first investors put in, but another $7 million other investors put in. There's now $10 million in the deal. Now the deal may pay 5% interest, 5% net cash flow with the mortgage gone. That's not very good. Do you understand that? But that's about what a cap rate is, 5 or 6 that this guy paid. I buy cap rates 7 and 8. Some people are buying them 8 and 9. But this cap rate, and what a cap rate is what does the property earn if you paid all cash for it? In this particular case, it will now be an all cash offer. The cap rate would be somewhere around 5, maybe as high as 6 at the most. All right? Well, that doesn't make a good real estate deal. You need the leverage. Well, the guy that is the lead still has the leverage. He has everybody else's money in the deal. That's his leverage. He is still earning some percentage rate of return, and not only that, some big giant capital gain percentage at the end of the deal. For example, in this particular case, if they would have done the deal and ended up 3 years later selling when it was supposed to for a $3 million gain like it was supposed to, the $3 million of invested capital making a $3 million gain would have been 100% rate of return. That's acceptable. The lead would have got anywhere from 5 to 20% of that, depending on how his PPM was set up, how long he'd been in the deal, how long he'd been an investor, and what he could talk people into doing. So he's going to take some part of that $3 million gain. Let's say he takes 10% of it. That's $300,000. That leaves you $2,700,000. Now the rate of return is less than 100%, right? Because he took part of the return. But he is still making $300,000 on nothing invested. That is massive rate of return, and that is massive leverage. Now, let's say he convinces people to pay off this mortgage for him. Now you put $10 million worth of invested capital there. You get to the end, and let's say it goes up by $3 million. Now that $3 million is not split up between the $3 million worth of investors, but $10 million worth of investors. So a $3 million gain on a $3 million group of investors is 100% gain, but a $3 million gain on a $10 million group of investors is only a 30% gain. That's terrible. 30% gain over 3 to 5 years is nothing. You could do better anywhere else you invest your money. This is a terrible decision. I have told the guy not to do it. I'm just telling you right now, I've told this guy not to do it. I've told everybody that ever asked me this question not to do it. And now I'm putting it out there on the airwaves. Don't do all cash multifamily deals. It doesn't make sense. All right? You've been warned. Now we'll see if you follow what I say. Obviously, this guy isn't going to follow what I say because he didn't follow what I said when I told him not to get into an adjustable rate mortgage. Right? Some people especially after they've done a deal or two, they get what I call the Midas touch. They've done a couple good deals, made some really good returns, got a big head, and all of a sudden believe that everything they touch is going to turn to gold. That's King Midas's thing. He had a problem. Everything he touched turned to gold. Well, guess what? Doesn't always work that way. And especially in 2 years ago, when the interest rates went slamming up, and I told everybody, guys, don't get into adjustable rate mortgages. The interest rates are about to go up. The Biden inflation is over the top. There's nothing the Fed can do but raise interest rates. But no one would listen to me. Nah. They can't do that. Here's what the lie was. The lie was the Fed can't raise interest rates because the U.S. government wouldn't be able to afford to pay the interest on their trillions of dollars of debt. That's the argument. I'm sure you've heard it somewhere before they raised all their interest rates. Everybody believed there was no way, and yet I told them it will go up. It's not because I'm a genius. It's because I'm a pragmatist. They had no other play. They were getting hammered in inflation. It was going back to Jimmy Carter days. There was no way out except to raise interest rates. And when it happened, I told you it was going to happen. Then it did happen. And now I told you the real estate deals, right, have come back again because these interest rates have made these properties worth less on the front end. They're still the same property. They still make the same money. They're still filled with tenants. But the problem is the cap rates have changed because the mortgage payments are so large you can't buy them at a high price. So the prices had to come down. And hence, the pricing across the board is somewhere about 40% below where it was a year ago. And it's really important to understand that. I'm going to go into another email here in a second that talks about this because people think that, you know, I told people to stop doing multifamily deals. No, I told them to stop doing multifamily deals when you were buying them at 3 and 4 cap rates, when the rate of return was 3%, 4%. I said, that's way too expensive. And you have to have adjustable rate mortgages to even buy them. That's when I said to stop doing them. I also told you, in the future, they're going to be incredibly good deals again. And by the way, we're now in that future. So if you want to go look up the stuff that I did on the radio a year ago and 2 years ago, 2 years ago, you'll see I was telling people don't do it. A year ago, I told you this was going to happen. Now here we are. The market is incredible again. It's time to get out there and start investing in multifamily deals again. We've come to an email here that I think typifies the problem, the challenge people are having right now. When you listen to something like my radio show for the education, you're not getting the total picture. In most cases, you're picking up whatever you heard one day or one other day, the next day, and whatever. And you can't piece it all together. You can listen to every podcast, and that's a good way. If you just listen podcast after podcast after podcast, you'll get a lot of material. But still, until you've taken the 2-day class and understand how all of this works, then it really is difficult for you to, you know, really splice all these things together, these little bits and pieces that I share with you. So I'm going to take one here today that's a little complicated and challenging. Forever, people had to make the decision between single family and multifamily. In the past, previous to 3 years ago, people took single family if they didn't have enough money to get into multifamily. Why? Because single family and multifamily both had the same benefits. The single family, you had cash flow from rental, and you had something called a capital or a equity capture, which was you're buying a $200,000 house for $100,000, putting $50,000 in it to rehab it, and you own it for $150,000. It's worth $200,000. You made $50,000. You get $25,000 down, that's about a 200% return, and then you get cash flow. The apartment business worked the other way around. You bought an apartment complex that was worth $10 million. You got cash flow, but you got no equity capture. But then when you turn the property around and use the 28 ways that I teach you to increase the income and control the expenses, the net operating income controls the value of the property. So what that means to you is that you can go in there, take a $10 million property and make it worth $15 or $20 million. If you, like I said earlier, have a $10 million property and you've got 30% down, which is $3 million, and you go make $10 million, that's a 300% return on the invested capital. It just doesn't happen on the front end like it does on the single family. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Over the last 2 years, not this year, but the year past, 23 and 22, prices got so high that these deals didn't make any sense. People were giving away the profit on the other end of the deal. In other words, that $10 million deal they should have bought or would have bought for $10 million, they were paying $18 million for it, hoping to make only a $2 million gain. Oh, in other words, way overpaying for what the thing was worth just to get the opportunity to make the $2 million. Think about $2 million, still good, right? And if we make $2 million and we have $3 million in it, man, and by the way, 30% of $18 million isn't $3 million anymore. It's now more like $6 million or $5 million, something like that. And if we can make $2 million on $5 million, it's still a 20% return, and, you know, we're okay. But that's just poor people thinking. That's investing for the sake of investing. Then interest rates went up on them. They had these adjustable rate mortgages, interest rates went up, and now they have no cash flow at all, and the property's gone back down to $10 million value. So they paid $8 million more than what it was worth. These people are getting wiped out. We are back at the place where we're buying those properties for the $10 million again, meaning that there's as much profit in the multifamily deals again as there is in the single family deals. So why would you pick one from the other? Well, on the single family deals, you have a small amount of involvement at the beginning, and then a very small amount of involvement with your tenant as time goes on. Very little. But if you own 10 or 20 or 30 of those, that small amount times 10 or 20 or 30 becomes a larger amount to some degree. So at some point, it's easier to own an apartment complex because with an apartment complex, you have a manager and a maintenance man and or a derivative of all those, two maintenance men, two managers, you know, whatever, a manager, assistant manager, a leasing agent, et cetera, a maintenance man, a high technician guy, a porter, a maid. So you have payroll. But the difference is you don't have to do anything anymore because you've got this management team that runs your property for you. Now, what you do have to do is manage that team. It's much easier to manage a team. That's like one or two phone calls. One phone call in the morning. Hey, is everything okay? What decisions do we need to make today? Yeah, go ahead and do that. Contact this guy. He'll get you. We'll get a check for that over to you from the CPA, or, you know, the bookkeeper. I'm sorry, not CPA. And, you know, it's relatively easy to manage that way. My wife manages our properties that way. It's not a full-time job. In fact, it's not even a part-time job, really. However, if you want it even easier than that, then you become a passive investor. And as a passive investor, somebody else elects to become the management company and elects to be the lead and to run the property and to run the partnership. Now, some of them just elect to run the partnership and not run the property, and they hire management companies to do the managing. Those deals are not as profitable usually, but that's okay if they can figure it out and how to do it. However, the bottom line is that the positioning and the most important part is what do you pay for the property and do you have a good operator to operate the property? If you do, then you can make massive rates of return with multifamily if you don't give that profit away to the seller. When you take a deal that's worth $10 million and you give him $18 million because you know you can make it worth $20 million, you've given the seller $8 million of profit you're going to have to go do the work for. And that's not a good thing. And that's not the way the real estate makes you rich. That's the way real estate makes you poor. And this gentleman right here was trying to understand why at one point I said single family deals are better and why at another point I said multifamily deals are great again. He didn't get the again. He said, well, he can't figure it out. I'm clearly stated to you. Single family deals are great now and have always been. Multifamily deals weren't great for a short period of time because overpriced, overpayment, and overpriced, and bad financing made them really bad, and now they're good again. It's time to get back into multifamily housing. Remember this, my friends. It's not just money. It's the quality of lifestyle, so the type of deal you do makes a difference. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.